Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are to be significant times where we're waiting on Him and we're looking to Him and we're saying, Lord, show us, where does this fit? And you know, you might not even start praying about that, but after spending some time with the Lord, He brings it up to you. And He says, now this is what I want you to do. I'm not talking about you hearing voices, but you know inside you. He becomes so real to you in spirit that you know what He's telling you. You know His decision. It may differ from yours substantially. You see people's outside. He sees people's insides. Amen. You might make a decision based on this or that. He knows the whole story. Don't you remember Samuel? When the Lord sent him to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be king. You remember that? And they brought out the eldest boy, and he was the biggest and the tallest and fine looking. He said, surely this is the one. Surely the Lord's anointed is standing in front of me. And the Lord said, no, it's not him. And he looked at the next one, and he looked at the next one, and he looked at the next one, and went through all the boys, and he said, no. The Lord said, no, this is not him. Not him. Not him. He said, you got any more boys? Yeah, we got one teenager out in the field with the sheep. He said, we can't sit down until he comes. And he came, ruddy teenager. He said, this is him. Well, he wouldn't have picked him. It was David. The Lord knows. And we won't know unless we spend time with the Lord. We'll do things off the top of our head. We'll do things after the seeing of our eye and the hearing of our ear, after logic, after reasoning, after experience, good or bad, and we'll make wrong decisions and miss it if we don't wait on Him. Jesus found it necessary to pray and to pray extensively, sometimes all night long. If it was necessary for Him to pray like this, how about us? Should we pray? Should we commune with God long enough to get your body quiet, long enough to get your head quiet? And that can take some doing sometimes. You ever found that out? I mean, you might kneel down and get quiet, but I mean, your mind can be doing this. I mean, you're thinking about the bills and the kids and what happened here and what's going on over there. And you got to stay with the Lord till you get that quiet. The Bible said, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes that's why it's necessary to spend some extra time, because not that it takes God a long time to talk to you, but it can take you some time to get quiet where you can hear. But then besides that, you don't tell Him how to answer you. He's God, right? You don't pop down and go, come on, snap, snap, Lord, I need to hear this now. I got stuff to do. Yeah, and who do you think you're talking to? I mean, people might not say that, but they act that way. We live in a cell phone, email, microwave, drive-through window world. Huh? And you got to watch it, because people try to apply that to the Lord. You know, I told them I used to teach healing school at the Hagen Ministry, and I told them I thought we'd get more results if we had a drive-through window. I mean, more people, I should say, not results, but more people come through, because people are so busy. You know, they want to just drive through, roll down the window, put your hand on me. You know, say, run, die, shun, die, be healed, drive on by. But it doesn't work that way. You can't rush the Lord. I said, you can't rush the Lord. You can't tell the Lord, hurry up, hurry up. He's going to tell you, sit down. You come into the throne room, Lord, you know, I got stuff to do. Could you please give me an answer and help me in? Because I got to go. He'll say, yeah, I know. Come on. Come here. Yeah, but Lord, see, come here. Come here. Sit down. Right here. Sit down. Yeah, but Lord, I want to hear about this. And you didn't tell me about this. And I need to be healed. And I got to have some wisdom and money too. Money. Yeah, well, lots of money. I got to go. I got to really, I got to go. He'll say, yeah, I know. But you and I got to talk. What are you going to do about this thing I've been talking to you about for 10 years? When are you going to do that? Did you hear me now? See, this is prayer. Not chanting mantras. Not counting beads. Not spinning wheels. Not ritual. Not religion. Reality. Fellowship. Communion. Amen? Read on over to Luke 9. Luke 9 and verse 18. And it came to pass, 9:18, as he, Jesus, was alone praying. Everybody say alone.
Alone.
Praying.
Praying.
See now, can people say that about you frequently? Can they? If somebody said, where's so-and-so? Where's he at? Anybody ever hear this? He's alone praying. Huh? Do they say that about you? That's way too quiet, man. That's so quiet. Do people ever come across and say, where's so-and-so? And they say, he or she is alone praying. What if they are? What does that mean? Realize who they're talking to and show respect. Same with you. Vice versa. This hasn't been as real to most folk as it should be. But there should be regular times. If somebody's looking for you, then somebody else will have to tell them they're alone praying. Right? And it said, while he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? And so they talked about him being the Christ. Skip down to verse 28. It came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James, and they went up into a mountain to do what?
Pray.
Seemed like they're doing a lot of this.
Yeah.
Do you get the same impression? That this is something they did a lot. They obviously found it necessary and vital. How about you? How about me? Is it just as necessary for us?
Yeah.
And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And there talked with him two men, Moses and Elijah. They appeared in glory, and they spoke to his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, let's just stop right here. This is amazing. This is a spectacular spiritual experience. It happened while he was praying. Well, this is the Son of God. This is the Master. If there had been anybody who hadn't required this, it would have been him. But he's there praying. As he prayed, changes came over him. How many believe as we pray, changes can come over us? We can change. And as he prayed, revelation came to him. Complete direction about what was about to happen in his life, the mock trial, the scourging, the crucifixion, that revelation came to him. He did not go into that blindly. He knew full well what was going to happen every step of the way, how prophecy was going to be fulfilled. When did he get it? While he was praying. Did you get this? That's how we'll know when we come into a situation. We're changed in times in his presence. And then we get revelation. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to show us things to come. We'll begin to see things. We won't know the whole story, but we'll begin to get glimpses of things and be prepared for what's coming up. What if everybody lived that way? I mean, understand, these are not preacher verses. These child of God passages, Bible passages that belong to every believer. Can you live like this? Can you be in the know instead of in the dark? You've heard me say it before on Wednesday nights. Prayers get previews. They do. Prayers get previews. And I think, you know, I want to teach this. The Lord dealt with me this past week. This phrase, I haven't really begun to, maybe we're starting on it today. But he said, teach the church that you have a responsibility to pray. He said, many do not see it. Many don't realize we have a responsibility to pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our local government and the things that happen and don't happen in our cities and our towns and our regions. We have a responsibility. I think there may be a number of things when we get to the judgment seat of Christ that the Lord looks at us and looks at pastors and looks at churches and go, why did you let that happen in your town? Why did you let that go on in your state? Why did you allow that in your country? And people will think, what do you mean? It wasn't up to me. It's more up to us than we think. We can change things. Did you hear me? We have a responsibility. So, that's what we do on Wednesday nights. And I know a lot of you drive long distances, and I appreciate that. But anybody that can, and as the Lord leads you, be here and let's pray. Let's do our duty. Amen. How many of us in every service is not just about you receiving and being built up? There are times about us doing our duty. And I think many, many Christians have no sense of duty. They think church and Christianity is about them being blessed and that's it. We have a duty. We have duties. We have responsibilities to use our faith, to use the authority in the name of Jesus, to come and use our privilege of prayer to change things in the earth. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. Thank you, Master. Let's just praise Him just a minute. Just lift up your heart. Tell Him that you appreciate prayer, privilege of prayer. Lord, thank you for the ability to commune with you. Thank you for the privilege. Oh, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for answering us. Thank you for receiving us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Please go to the book of John now. Let me see how to finish this. I said to you, we asked the question, why pray? We made the statement, millions of Christians do not pray or barely pray. Why is this? We said a lot of people are not fully persuaded that God exists. So that's why they don't pray. And a lot of people are not fully persuaded that God is good and He hears and responds. He's a rewarder. They feel like they've prayed in the past and it did no good. So why keep doing it? Not realizing that they prayed amiss, didn't know how to pray. And so that's why they don't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.